This is Anne McCready, and in Spiritry for June 18, 2007. Fathers, be good to your daughters. In the U.S., it was Father's Day yesterday, a day to acknowledge the very crucial role men play in their daughters' lives, as mentors, as protectors, as supporters, as friends. It is a time to celebrate one of our most precious relationships. In thinking about this post, I discovered a wonderful group called Dads and Daughters, a national group who support men who have daughters, inspiring them to be proactive and positive. You might check out their work. I think most of us, of whatever gender, can trace back many of our choices and opinions to things our fathers said and did. What about you? How did your dad impact your life? Be careful. It's a question that can take you to places you never planned to explore. Yesterday, Sunday morning, at Parkway United Methodist Church in Sugar Land, Texas, and I am sure in other contemporary worship settings as well, part of the music offering for the Father's Day service was a poignant song by incredibly articulate American musician John Mayer. It is a song that stole my heart the first time I heard it, as several of Mayer's other hits have done. It went on to win Song of the Year in 2005. The title? Daughters. Here are some of the lyrics. On behalf of every man, looking out for every girl, you are the God and the weight of her world. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters, too. It's so true. Fathers can make or break girls as they become women, and those experiences impact them for the rest of their lives. I am grateful to have had a father who was a positive force for me, and even more grateful to be married to the best father I know. That said, I find in counseling women friends that destructive relationships between fathers and daughters can leave lifelong scars. Still, this song offers more than just that truth. Besides being an ammunition to adults that children will love like you do, it holds a wider wisdom. That our collective inhumanity can ruin not only our own lives, but also those of the generation to come, as our actions are mirrored in those who have watched us in action. The old adage has never been more true. We teach best by example. So what is our example? What are those around us seeing as they watch us go about our lives? I shudder to think about the global implications. Here's what I'm afraid they see. Arrogance, based on family, race, religion, nation. Prejudice. People who are different cannot be trusted. Greed. It's mine, mine, all mine. Vanity. Appearances are more important than substance. Violence. Killing, especially in the name of God, is justified. If you are a father or a mother, I hope you will consider the lessons you teach your children by example, the ones you never intended to teach, the ones you teach when you don't even realize anyone is watching. That it is okay to scream or worse when you are angry, to blame others when things go wrong, to spend money foolishly instead of sharing it, to choose negativity over optimism, to use shopping as entertainment, to use food as reward or consolation, to love only when things and people are perfect. If you are not a parent, it's just as important to recognize your impact on the future. In fact, my great prayer is that we might each see how our individual prejudices and intolerances are being invested in the next generation. We are all responsible for what happens in the years to come. So this Father's Day, let's take John Mayer's advice to fathers. To paraphrase, let's all be good to our daughters and sons. They each will love like we do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So people, be good to your daughters and sons and grandchildren and friends and neighbors and even enemies, too. Be good for the greater good. Be a blessing.